If you are weary, I know where you can find some rest. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. St. Peter wrote that in his letter. That's in our Bible, our Catholic Bible. Cast your cares upon the Lord. He cares for you. You'll find it in other Bibles too, but that really has to be a part of our way of life. Knowing where we can go to find rest, we cast our cares upon the Lord. Now let me follow that quote up with something from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. One of my most favorite passages. I quote it to myself every day. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take up my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So how does a person, one who calls himself, herself a Christian, how do you believe these words? Because this sentence is talking about yoke and burden, yet it's light, it's easy. We're finding rest when we're weary and burdened. Well, I'm going to give you five steps that you can pursue so you can get to the point in your life where you believe this. Number one. Take one day at a time. Take one day at a time. The healthiest people are those who live one day at a time, who live in an airtight compartment called today. You live in the past, you live in guilt. You live in the future, you live in dread. It's one day. We're only going to get daily bread, okay? Second step. You need a consistent prayer life. If you're too busy to pray, you're too busy. God did not invent hurry. God thinks it's ridiculous the way we're running around all the time and excusing ourselves from not having time to pray. You need to pray. Pray on the run. Pray in the shower. Pray in the car. Pray in the checkout line at the supermarket. You need to pray consistently. You need to pray when you don't feel like it, and you need to pray when you feel like it. You need to pray when you're happy, and you need to pray when you're sad. You need to pray when you're peaceful, and you need to pray when you're anxious. You need a consistent prayer life. Number three, you need family, friends, some type of support group. Because we all have our trials. We will all, as walking on this face of the earth for any length of time, we will have our trials, our difficulties, our challenges. We'll have a cross to carry. That's why we need a support group. You need to find a church that will support you. You need to find a church in which you can find people actively living their faith life. We can't do it alone. No, 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 you can't do it alone. Don't tell me. I know you might be a radical, independent kind of a person. You don't like to ask for favors. You don't like to depend on people. You can't. I know that's part of the American psyche and part of our folklore about our cowboys and our pioneers. No, not in the world we live in now. Our world has shrunk. Our world has become very, very small. We cannot face our burdens alone. I know it takes time and energy to find families, friends, a Christian community to support you. And all the more you might need a Christian community if your family and your friends don't support you. And if you're a Catholic and you come to Mass and by the support that we receive from the Scriptures, by the support we receive from the Eucharist, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, then you know what? You get comfort. Now you'll be surprised in the fourth point. You sing hymns. You need to sing. Do you sing? I don't mean professionally. I don't mean necessarily in a choir. But you got to be a singer or a hummer. You know, do you hum? You know, sometimes it's really important if you're caught in the traffic, start singing and humming. Let me read something to you that a woman named Ken Meyer wrote. She lives in Hayes, Kansas. She wrote, "I have always been terrified of storms. I was home one day this past year with my toddler and my newborn when the winds began to howl and rattle the windows." And by the way, folks, I've spent time in Hayes, Kansas. And Kansas is so flat that when a storm starts coming, it can be very scary. So her windows are rattling. "Then the power went out before I could find out what was coming on the television or radio." So she got no news reports. She continues, "In a matter of minutes, the storm was upon us. I grabbed the kids and dashed towards the basement. I felt my way down the dark stairs and sat on the floor with my kids in my lap. I sang hymns to keep them calm, even though it sounded like a train was blowing through," so it must have been a tornado maybe, "I was not frightened. Almost as fast as it blew in, the storm was over. I was shocked that I had been so calm during the storm until I read a book by Gwen McGee's, Cookbook USA, about how singing hymns took away her fear. Now I know it is almost impossible to be afraid when you're singing hymns." I buy that. I do buy that. You know, why, if you've ever heard the song, "Be Not Afraid, You Shall Cross the Barren Desert, But You Shall Not Die of Thirst," why do so many people like that song? Because it speaks about one of the inherent human conditions that we all find ourselves in every once in a while, and that is fear in a scary situation. Or in a situation that we have no power over. Remember I said just a couple of minutes ago, sometimes if you find yourself in gridlock, you find yourself in traffic, there's an accident, singing songs, humming songs helps. It helps with fear, it helps with aggravation, it helps with impatience. Yeah. I like to sing. And I think singing has on many occasions been helpful in my life. Now number five, okay? Always keep the big picture in focus. And what is the big picture? Heaven. Heaven. Earth is not our home. Earth is our gymnasium. That's why we're going to have moments when our faith is going to be severely challenged. But then we run to the Lord. We cast our cares. If we're having a heavy burden because of health, or heavy burden because of finances, or heavy burden because of domestic problems, family problems, job problems, we're starting to feel overwhelmed from all the bad news on the media, and the media loves to keep on throwing the bad news at us because it grabs people's attention. We're all curious. Well, whatever it might be that's a burden to you, you go to Jesus. And Jesus will help you in two ways. If he doesn't calm the storm in your life, he'll calm you in the storm. And secondly, if you're one of those people, and we've all met them, who seem to have more than their share of storms in life, you believe in heaven. How do you spell relief? H-E-A-V-E-N. Paul says, "Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it dawned on the mind of man what God has in store for those who love him." So, there's how Jesus teaches an upside-down theology. While everybody else is going to pieces, while they're finding their job, their situation, too heavy to carry, Jesus is saying, "You come to me, we'll carry it together. We'll walk together, and on your bad days, I'll carry you." Oh, I know sometimes that sounds so pious in the face of so many difficulties that you may be experiencing. But what's your alternative? Seriously, what are your alternatives? You turn to Jesus. Jesus will help you. because Jesus keeps promises. He said, I won't leave you orphans. The gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Come to me. Hear it, hear it. I mean, he's saying that. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Because nobody can give us rest like Jesus. Who are our prayer partners today? I want you to pray for dermatologists. You know, they are doctors who help people with severe, severe skin problems, infections. Pray for those people. Today's food for thought. It's an old Russian proverb. And the proverb says, those who have the disease called Jesus will never be cured. And we don't want to be cured, do we? If we're on fire with Jesus, if we're infected with Jesus, if our hearts are inflamed with Jesus, if our lungs are filled with Jesus, we don't want to be cured. I don't want to be cured. Today's a small attempt to make you smile or laugh was submitted by Michael Caldwell. I love this one, folks. Listen to this. True story. With a young child on the stand, the district attorney knew he needed to start with some simple questions. If I were to tell you that this pen was red, would that be the truth or a lie? He asked. The truth, said the child. Very good, said the DA. And if I were to say that dogs could talk, would that be the truth or a lie? The truth, said the child again. Really? Asked the DA. Dogs can talk? What do they say? I don't know, the child answered. I don't talk, dog. I don't talk. Out of the mouths of babes, right? Well, would you like to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Why would you contact me? Let me know you listen to the program. I'd love to hear from my listeners. You can send me your prayer intentions. I take each one to prayer. I pray over that intention. I pray for you. I pray for your life circumstance. I pray for what you need. It's a miracle. I join you in praying for a miracle, a healing, whatever. Let me know if you want my newsletter. There's no charge to receive my newsletter. What's the benefit of getting my newsletter? You know when I'm preaching. You know what my latest resource is. You want some more humor? You want some more inspiration? That's it. If you want to learn about this hospital that I'm always asking people to support, it's in there. You can support my hospital for the poor and sick in Oaxaca, Mexico by sending a donation to TASH. Make the check out TASH, the Anacitoria Hospital. Send it to me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. If you'd like to have some more information, if you'd like to listen to these radio shows on the internet at your convenience, visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.